we're going to get started here with our class in here, which is actually a singing class. And yes, Mike, we are splitting by part again. Sorry. I'd like to continue what Steve started last week. For those of you who were here, you would remember that we were split up. Well, for visitors, just a quick heads up, we're learning songs in our Bible class time, if you're all the adult visitors. So we started this quarter last week. If we were split into parts, which helps with the learning. So what, ladies, we had sopranos, altos in front. Thank you, Terry. Altos, so if you would like to learn alto part today, you're in the front over here, sopranos in the back, and then tenors in the back, basses more in the front. And that's how we split ourselves up. All right. So, I'm just going to try to continue what Steve started. Last week he introduced the song that's up on the screen called Untitled Hymn. So we'll go over that again. And seemed like last week it was going very well. Like the group was picking it up for the most part really fast, really quick. And then he had given me a Glenda Shales song called Waiting for My God. And we'll introduce that, see how it goes. So, want to again emphasize just for everybody, it's hard to ignore that feedback, but especially for those who are visiting, our goal here is to learn new songs that we can use in worship to God. This is, and we want to sing them as well as we're able to, but this is not like a choir, you know. I mean, we'll do our best. I'll do my best. I've been practicing all four parts of all the songs and trying to prepare, and I'll do my best. And if I just can't figure it out, I'll ask Lee, or I'll get my phone out and plunk out the notes for us, because I was humbled this week as I prepared. I was like, man, I sing really out of tune. I was like, and everybody says they like it. All right, well, thanks, everybody. and some of you might just don't say anything about it, but because, you know, normally I'm not sitting there, you know, like measuring how well I'm singing in tune or singing professionally or anything like that. I just sing as a means of teaching with instrumentalists mostly. So, and I sing here. All right, anyhow, enough about me. Let's get going. Okay, so I would like to, like last week, let's start with listening to the recording that we have of this song, just to kind of remember what it sounds like. If you feel like you know how it goes, feel free to sing softly along, I guess. Do want to emphasize, if you are feeling like, I don't know how this goes, yeah, just really, even while we're singing, try to latch on to those around you, especially, you know, if you're a tenor, I would try to latch on to Lee. He's usually right on the money. If you're a bass, I'm supposed to be your guy, but I'm not there. So good luck, basses. I'll help you as needed, okay? And then my wife is sitting there. She's usually singing. You could latch onto her. And then it was, I don't know what the altos, it was going to be Muffy. So altos, we'll do our best to help you as needed, if needed. I think your parts are not too complicated on this one. Like, lots of the same note. Not big intervals or changes in pitch. So anyhow, don't worry too much. I'll do my best to facilitate your success. Okay, let's listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Steve was wise to do this, to break it down into parts or sections. Can we start on the chorus? I think it's the second slide. It's kind of the easiest place to start. And then we'll back up. There we go. All right. We'll start right with all. I guess we'll jump in with all parts going and see how that goes. Should still know the key by do. Well, that's D. Do. We change keys, right? All right, C. Do, mi, so, so, come, will be soprano, come, to G, on beat four, and then everybody's on the next beat. Ready. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Let's do that one more time. I'm realizing that I can't sing and listen. It's common sense, right? But I'm not a choral director like Mike Tyre. Let's do that again. One, two, and three. Come to Jesus. That sounds good to me mostly. That's good. All right, let's, it's hard. Hard for me to know how picky to be, but I think overall that's quite good. Let's go to the beginning, the first slide. All right, so these rhythms are hard, but once you've heard it enough, it's kind of, I don't know, you just know how it sounds, right? So let's, I guess we'll do the same thing we just did. Hear all the parts and see if we can, what we remember. Do, mi, so, mi, that's the soprano, weak and wounded sinner. Ready. Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Let's go ahead and break it down into parts one more time, won't hurt. Let's hear soprano. Ready, set, and go. Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head for all right, most of you did better than me, because I did not pay. Just same for basses, everybody. Be careful where you change pitches. So on the second line, if you're like me, you have trouble, you gotta change, oh, raise your head, and you raise your head, go up on head. Let's do that one more time, and I'll just listen. Ready, weak and wound. Raise your head, and love is passing by. Good, on the pitches sound great. On the second measure, where it says lost and left to die, I'm such a band person, so I've got my metronome. All right, now this is how fast the group went that you heard. The rhythm, one and da, lost and left to die. Can everybody just chant that with me? Ready, go. Lost and left to die. Again. Lost and left to die. All right. Yeah. So that's how the rhythm goes. Now we got to put that on the pitch. Let me hear just sopranos, since we were on soprano. Sopranos two and ready. So can you start on lost and left? Ready and lost and left to die. Good. All right. Thank you. Let's hear add basses. So we'll add basses, sopranos keep singing, we'll start at the beginning. All right, so basses, you're on C, that's your pitch, we. Let me make sure I'm right. I'm flat. Do, mi, do, mi. Basses and sopranos, ready, go.
We can move this sinner, lost and left to die.
Basses, let's hear you in on O, raise your head. We have O, O, raise your head, for love is passing by. Let's hear that. Ready, go.
O, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Let's do that one more time. Ready, and
O, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Wonderful. Let's hear that same group one more time, sopranos and, basses, just so you know. That part is dissonant. Like, there are going to be some clashes you hear in that measure, and so you might question, like, if you're singing the right notes when you hear it with all the group. So you just got to stick to what you just sang. You got to know your part and just stick with it, and you'll be good. All right, here we go. Soprano and bass from the beginning. Do, mi, ready.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Let's repeat basses one more time on oh, raise your head. Yes, sir. Okay. They're two. Okay. All right. So just make sure. I will say this with the rhythms. Those of you who, if you have a little bit of musical background, if you can subdivide eighth notes, that's going to help a lot. Okay? Because the beat is slow. You know, the big beat, the quarter note, that's slow. So when you fill it in with, then it's easier to keep the tempo steady, and it's easier to get the rhythm right, especially on long notes. At the end of the first line, for instance, you have die, and then a long rest. You know, that's going to be a place where, but, you know, just do your best, obviously. But if you know how to subdivide the beat, and that's something you've practiced before in some kind of musical training, then do it, and it will help the group stay on with a steady beat, keep our rhythms a little more accurate. Okay, so but what I noticed on the second line is that basses, some of us are, for some reason when we added you with the soprano, some of you are changing pitch on the word head, probably because you hear soprano doing that. They change pitch on the word head, but we do not. We stay on the same pitch. So let's rep it a couple times, because I only did it like, what, once or twice with you? Thank you, altos and tenors, for your patience. All right. Okay, so let me hear basses. Let's start on lost and, oh, sorry, it's F. No, it's D. I'm a mess here. Lost and, why does that sound wrong to me? Lost and that's why I'm saying the wrong words. I get flustered up here sometimes, huh? Oh, raise your head for love. That's what we, basses, we need to practice that. Sing that with me. Ready, and. Oh, raise your head for love is passing by. Let's do that again. And ready, and. Oh, raise your head for love is passing by. Put it in context, basses, from the beginning. Ready, and. Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. That's good. Be careful on the pickup to the second line, the word O. You see, I can't help but teach some musical notation. Does everybody see how there's like two curvy lines coming out of the note? That means it's a 16th note. And that means it's fast, twice as fast as the eighth notes I was snapping. So these are eighths, bum bum, it's 16th, bum bum, that's your, so O raise. And the pickup will vary in this song, which is, I wish they would just make it all the same, but I think they follow the popular artist model. Whatever he's saying, they just copied it. So yeah, in the second verse, it's an eighth note pickup, so be ready for that. But in this one, it's a 16th, so it's gonna be close to the beat. So wait a little longer on that basses and we'll be good. Let's go ahead and we'll add some alto. All right, so let's do soprano, alto, bass, and then we'll add tenor. Here we go. So here's our key. Do, mi, so, mi. Altos are on the do with a bass. Here we go, ready, and. Weak and wounded sinner,
lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head.
Okay, that second line. Can we, let's do it again. I need to hear it again. Ready, go.
We can wound in sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Great. All right. Wonderful, y'all. Good, y'all. Good. Now, add tenor. All right, we'll go ahead and move on into the chorus because I have a feeling tenors are ready. We'll see. Here we go. Ready. I'm going a little flat. That's what I do. I always go flat. Ready. Do. Do me. Ready. And.
We can move in sinner. Lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head.
Majority of us missed the rhythm. It sounded great, though. I wish it was a 16th. But it's an eighth note, so I figured I'd address it since we're trying to sing it.
Well, from experience over the years in leading,
mm-hmm.
or anywhere in church, we're going to lead into it all the same anyway.
Right. So, yeah. You're probably right. I just trying to do my job. So I read the music. I tell you when you get it right. how you're going to get it. The most important thing is not execution. So right now, that's all you're thinking about. Because it's new, and because I'm showing you how you're missing. And that's how it goes as a musician. When you first learn something, you're just trying to get the execution. It's hard to focus on the words, especially when it's difficult and complex with the rhythms and different things. But I will say this, from my experience as a musician, for now, I think it's acceptable to focus mostly on execution, but then we do want to make a transition once we feel like we know this song to where we're not like only analyzing the mechanics, the rhythm, the pitch, right? Okay? But yeah, thank you for your insight of your all the years you have listened. maybe I won't get too hung up on the pickup, but I do know there's a lot of you who are musically literate, and you can probably fix it if I point it out. Okay, so let's start on Now Your Burden's Lifted. Do, mi, so, mi, ready, and.
Now your burden's lifted, and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. Sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus.
Most of that's going pretty well, I think, by and large, so good job, everybody. Appreciate your efforts. If you're the slide clicker person, back up one slide. Whenever we're on the chorus slides in this piece, if you can be a little proactive and switching a little quicker, it'll help the sopranos anticipate the so ba da dum, whatever the next word is. Anyhow. Oh, okay. That's helpful to know. Thank you. So there's an art to being early. You got to be, because of the electronics delay. All right. Yes, sir. Robert.
On the bass, on the following minute, do you want us to hold it out to full half-minute?
Wait, where? Oh, wait, which hymn? The first one. All on him. You could, I don't know, they put the comma so you could breathe. You could do it either way, I don't know. I wasn't prepared for that question. I'd just say breathe. I do have some things on the Glenda Shell song that I would like to do to help us with the musical line. Of course, you know, you don't start with musical line, you start with notes and rhythms.
For those of us who can't hear,
oh, whether or not to breathe after the first fall on him there at the end of the measure. You could breathe there, that's fine. I don't know. I'm going to leave it at that, and if Steve says something else, then we'll do what he says. Okay. Okay. I will say, in general, for everyone's music education, longer phrases are usually better phrases. So if you breathe, take bigger breaths and breathe fewer times, in general, that is good. All right, I'll leave it at that. Okay, so we're on the modulation. Try not to get pulled off track here. All right. So if you remember from last week, Steve said, if you ever use solfege, a lot of us, you hear us say do, mi, so, that's solfege. Do a deer, a female deer, re, a drop of golden sun. Okay, basses and sopranos will go do, re, right? And then that's your new do. Do, mi, so, mi, do. That's how the key changes. Easy from their perspective, and altos just hold steady, and then sopranos, tenors, you go up a half step, right? So where are you? You're on fa going to fi. Okay. All right, let's practice Can we just do the word live and practice the change of the chord there? Let me hear that. So there's do, the old do, mi, or bet you do, fa. Okay, those are the only two notes. So we're on live. Okay, ready, and live. That didn't work, did it? Let's back up, that's fine. Can we start on the top of the slide? So, so, fa, so, fa, so, fa, ready. So follow Jesus, follow Jesus, follow Jesus, and live. All right, that's it. Okay, yeah, and so you go live, off, bum, 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 bum. That's how the rhythm goes. All right, let's do that one more time. Here we go. Ready, two, and. So follow Jesus, follow Jesus, follow Jesus, and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. The winter sky is dark and pours the rain. Big challenges will be like keeping the thing moving forward, not dragging. But let's sing the whole thing and see how it goes from the beginning. Do mi so mi.
We can move this earth, was left to die. Now you're ready to live.
think we'll leave that one there, and we'll start a new one, see how far we can get. The next song that I was given is called Waiting for My God. Glenda Shell's song. She has written a lot of songs, that's in the supplement. I believe, does she attend Kleinwood? She's like a local. Mm-hmm. She's been here before, I remember. I was teaching a class and was like, oh, there's Glenda Shell's. Okay. but anyhow, the words of this song, when I first saw it, I thought were really good. So I'd like to draw attention to that before we start learning all the other things about the song. So let's read them. I'll read them real quick, and I can just, yeah, if you'll try to keep up with me, that would be great. In the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease, seeking answers in his word, words of love and promised peace. For life is hard and hope grows dim, I need my God for strength within. I am waiting, waiting still, I am waiting for my God. In the trials of his rod, in the sorrows all about, I am brought to knees of prayer as I fight the pit of doubt. For in his time he'll answer me, and it will soon or later be. I am waiting, waiting still, I am waiting for my God. I lift eyes up to his throne, for with him I'm not alone. Through his truth he leads me on, safely through this vast unknown. For in his likeness I will grow, live for his glory he has shown. I am waiting, waiting still, I am waiting for my God. So, a lot of words about dealing with trials and difficulties, but, you know, the peace that's promised, that God will answer your prayers in his time, the doubts that may occur, there's just a lot of emotions all wrapped into the song. That will happen in life. So, and anywho, you know, with the overall thing, we just got to be patient, wait on God, trust in him, you know, those sentiments wrapped into it. Okay, so I don't have a fancy praise and harmony recording of this one, but I do have a YouTube recording from a different congregation singing, just so we can hear it. So let's get that up. And is it possible that we can play it and watch it at the same time? Will that work, just like the other? Wonderful. Let's do that. Yes.
Oh,
you, Robert. How much time do we have? Does anybody know? I figure y'all have a timer back there on that thing. Okay, just got to manage the time. All right. So I think for me, the hardest thing when I was learning all these parts is the alto ending, because you have this accidental. Can we just skip to that? I guess because it's the last slide of the verse of any verse. Back up. Sorry. Yeah, where is it? I like, whenever this happens, I'm like, I like sheet music.
Okay, here's slide one.
Next. There it is. Okay, the bottom line there. Okay. All right. Anyway, so altos, well, maybe we can just start with it. yes, we have this La, Di, Re, not T, but it's D, it's a raised Do, is D, if you use solfege, but if I put it on, let's see, that's an E, that's La, but I'm rushing, hold on, let's break this down systematically. Let's start with, I'm going to start with altos, and let's just start on the top, okay, where the key of G, okay. Do, that's so. Do, so, 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 mi, fa. La, di, re, is what that sounds like. La, so, so, so. All right, we've got Lee. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to sing up to a high A, but I think he will. Woohoo. So I'm going to sing down an octave, but Lee's got. All right, here we go. Do, or that's so. Do, so, we're on I am waiting, ready, and I am waiting, waiting still. There's the hard part, right? I am wait. Can we sing that together real quick? I am wait, ready, go. I am waiting for my God. Just do I am waiting. Stop on ting. Ready, go. I am waiting. And then it's sol, sol, sol. Let's have for my God. Ready, and I am waiting for my God. Now, it's so easy to sing it out of context, but now when we back up and put it together, it's going to be, for me, it's always like, ugh. Okay. Okay, yeah, we have the fall to law. It's okay. Is that 5 minutes? All right, everybody. I don't know. This just makes sense. If we're gonna keep singing this, I might as well get the thing that's the hardest and like get you familiar with it. You know. All right. So let's start at the beginning of this slide with just altos. Ready and. I am waiting, waiting still. I am waiting for my God. Yeah, I will not be bothered if you sing on solfege for at the beginning. It's good. If you know solfege, that's fine. Do that again. Ready, and I am waiting, waiting still. I am waiting for my God. Can we just throw everybody in now? All the parts? See what happens? Go to the beginning. All right, let's go to the beginning and let's try. Welcome to rehearsals with Mr. Krueger. All right, let's hear the first slide. Let me hear just sopranos. I know I'm going to run out of time, but I'll just go until I run out. Ready, and in the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease. Stop there, let's go ahead and add basses. I just want to do the first slide and see what I can put together. No, so do, that's how you start. Ready. In the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease. we start with, in the silence of my heart, do me, full of cares, do fa. So those are the two intervals you gotta get then. Silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease. Let me hear just basses, ready? And. In the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease. Yeah, let me sing a listen real quick. Let me sing it one more time and just try to listen. In the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease. Let's see if you can latch onto me. Basses, ready. In the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease. Yeah, cares, we're getting a soul. Do, do, fa, come here. Full of cares, ready, go. Full of cares, everybody sing care. There we go, do that again. Full of cares, ready, and.
Full of cares that never cease.
That's sopranos. And everybody, let's see what happens. All right, grand finale, ready?
In the silence of my heart, full of cares that never cease, seeking answers to his word, words of love and honest peace.
Stop there. How many minutes do I have? Seconds? Or am I good? Okay. 2 minutes. All right. Woo. That was good. I thought the first slide was good. The second slide's pretty good, but it's got some chromaticism. Let's look at the second slide. So we have some accidentals in bass and tenor. But tenor, you just dip and come back, right? So if you can find a good soul, you got the so, say, so. Is that what it is? It's not saw. All right. But bass, yeah, let's do bass. So, so bass is gonna go so, la, ti, nope. I'm in the wrong key. I'm singing in D major, I don't know why. All right, I'm in G, okay. All right, all right. Sorry, I do weird things sometimes, because I'm in a hurry. All right, so I'm sorry about that. So there's the bell. All right, is it time to stop? Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for bearing with me. Steve will pick up where we'll stop there on a laugh. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank you for working so hard for me. Give me your best effort, and have a good afternoon.